first of all, just you came out here to listen. So kind of give me a nutshell of what you heard today from the listening points of the group.
Well, again, there are no ongoing programs like this that contemplate devastation like Hurricane Michael did with our timberlands here. I'm from Georgia. I see well-managed forest, and these are long-term agricultural crops. It's part of the ecosystem of the panhandle of Florida, as well as South Georgia, Southeast Alabama, and it's important to hear from the challenges that people are reforesting. It has to do with our environment, water quality, all those kind of things. What is it can we do? What are the programs that we have now that can help folks? But what are the things that we need to design for the future that can be even more helpful?
You made reference to the WIP, and many of the South Florida, Central Florida audience are familiar with that. You're trying to tailor that for here. Do you have a comment on that?
Yes, I'm hopeful that Congress can give us the authority to expand the 2017 WIP program, which is an acronym for the Wildland Fires Hurricane Indemnity Program, to 2018. We've got two major hurricanes that hit the United States with Florence in the Carolinas and Michael here in the Panhandle and South Georgia and Southeast Alabama. And we need some of those same discretionary authorities to help people recover in these areas.
Anything else you want to say just to our audience in Florida?
Well, again, this pine trees are a big part of the economic activity here. That's what people grow. That's what pays property taxes for schools and county governments and those kind of things. So we have to treat it as an economic asset that's been damaged, and how can we help people recover to continue growing the trees? The good news is the people here that were here today, both from Rex Lumber and their customers who send them to lumber, are resilient people. They know the ups and downs. They know fire and different kind of things happen. So they'll recover, but we want to be a partner in that recovery process and working with the State Forestry Association here in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama as well to help people get back on their feet.
And you continue on up into Alabama, Georgia?
Yeah, we're going over to Gordon, Alabama, similar things that we'll see probably more crop damage probably in some of the more agricultural areas of Alabama and Georgia, but some major timber damage as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.